Daily Light, February the 14th, morning. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfil all righteousness. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfil them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to magnify his law and make it glorious. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfil all righteousness. Matthew 3:15, and Psalm 40:8, Matthew 5:17-18, Isaiah 42:21, Matthew 5:20, Romans 8:3-4, Romans 10:4.